Everything is now ready at Cape Kennedy. In the studios here at 2GB is the head of news programs, Brian White. Waiting at the Cape is our correspondent, Darren Hinch of The Sun.
Hello, Darren. This is Brian White. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear, Brian.
Now, what's the story, Darren?
Well, Brian, it's hard to believe that this is really it. Just over 3 minutes, and three men will actually go to the moon. I know we've talked about it for so long, and I guess millions of words have been written about this day, but it's still almost impossible to believe that right out there in front of me, there are three men strapped into their seats at the top of that huge rocket. And I mean, it's a really huge rocket, and it'll send them where man's never been before. Just to fill you in on the latest picture, Brian, it's now 3 minutes and 25 seconds before blastoff. The astronauts went on board at 9 o'clock your time, and they spent their final 2.5 hours checking out all the systems. I saw them leave their quarters and head for the launch pad a while ago, and frankly, except for their Buck Rogers outfit, you'd never have known that these brave men were actually going to the moon. If you had a look at the crowd, though, you could have seen what a serious business it was. The astronauts themselves were waving and giving the thumbs up sign, and they were smiling. But some people reveal the true emotion that shadows this whole shot. They were crying. And I'll have to admit that when the door of the van closed behind those men, and they drove off for the last time before they come back, a shiver went down my spine, too.
Darren, tell us, what's the atmosphere like there at the moment?
Well, I've been here since around midnight. We had to come out that early because it was the traffic is so bad that you couldn't have got out here otherwise, and we're scared we'd miss the whole shot. There are more than a million people watching the shot, according to the Department of Defense, but the tempo has really picked up in the last hour or so. It gets you right in the pit of the stomach now. It really does. You can feel it. The people now are lining up, even journalists have seen a heck of a lot of big stories. Nothing can beat this one, and I doubt that there's a person who could be cynical enough to say that it's just another rocket. It really is the big one.
Darren, what's the weather conditions like there this morning?
Well, they've really turned on some Florida weather for us. I'm sitting here under the open sun in a sort of a press stand, which is 3 miles across the water from the rocket. And the sun's really beating down on us. I guess it's close to 100 degrees now. In fact, it's so hot I can hardly hold the telephone receiver. And you've got 3,500 very sweaty journalists down here at the moment, I can tell you.
Darren, you've got about 1 minute and 40 seconds or so before blastoff. What would you say is the most dangerous point coming up immediately?
Well, the biggest, most dangerous thing of the whole thing after the blastoff, and you have to remember that three men once died in an Apollo mission, that was Apollo 1, that's when they try to blast off from the moon to come back, because if they don't reach 50,000 feet and their engine can only fire once, it means that they must crash land on the moon. They have to reach 50,000 feet for Michael Collins in the command module to be able to swoop down and rescue them. He said he can come down to 50,000 feet, but then there are big mountains that flow, and he can't come down any lower. So that's the big crucial thing of the mission to watch. Now, right now, Brian, it's 1 minute and 1 second. We're going into the final countdown on man's flight to the moon. And it's just absolutely incredible here. The rocket is just raring to go. It's 50 seconds now until man takes off on this flight. And frankly, I just can hardly describe to you the excitement and the tension and the feeling of goose pimples that, well, this time we're really going, and it starts a whole new phase of man's life. Down to 30 seconds. We've got so little time now before we finally take off. It'll lift off very slowly at first. Ignition will come at 8 seconds, probably. And there are these big sort of brake things which will hold it down until we get to zero. And then it will take off very slowly. So slowly, I think it's going to fall over. Now, I'll give you the final countdown.
Right out, Darren, take it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have the ignition sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Incredible, this huge white flame, this smoke.
have to tell you that. The smoke's clearing a bit from around the old gantry where she went from. But everything's fine. She's tearing off now, and it's really on the move. So that's about it, Brian. I guess I'll hand you over to Voice of America now. They'll have the details of when that first stage separates and when the next stage and where she's going. We're finally losing a little bit of the sound, so I'll say goodbye to you, Brian, and to your people in Sydney from Cape Kennedy.
Darren, thank you for a wonderful call. Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay, goodbye.
Now we cross to the Voice of America.
8 miles down the range, 12 miles down the range. Last 8,000 feet per second.
About another minute for these main engines to burn.
Fire for mode 1, Charlie. Fire, mode 1, Charlie.
Right into the sky. Staging, meaning that the first stage is completing its burn and that the second stage rockets are ready to ignite. We can see a great contrail as it's going through the stratosphere.
Inboard cut off.
Inboard engines have cut out. We're waiting for the outboard or outside engines to go off. We will be able to see that if we can get a view beyond the very
5 miles, 30 miles high. Down now.
It's hard to see because the sun is shining right at us. It's almost going past the sun from our viewpoint here. There it was. There was staging. We can see it from the ground. That was Armstrong reporting staging and ignition.
And you can see it.
You can still see it burning.
Irvin Houston, thrust is go. All engines, you're looking good.
Brilliantly clear day, we can still see it.
Downrange 70 miles, 43 miles high, velocity 9,300 feet per second.
The rocket plume has just gone through the skirt separation recorder.
Tower's gone.
Neil Armstrong confirming both the engine skirt separation and the launch escape tower separation.
The visual is go today.
The visual is go today.
Houston, Roger. Said
Mike Collins.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to get your window to look out.
They can see, too. They're out of sight now.
Houston, your guidance has converged. You're looking good.
Everything is by sound. Transmission
back range clear. 40 miles. Altitude 62 miles. Velocity 10,300 feet per second.
Going past the speed of sound now.
11 Houston, you are a go at 4 minutes.
Gotcha.
4 minutes from liftoff, passing the speed of sound, picking up speed, continuing toward that orbital velocity.
11 right on the ground track.
Orbital velocity of some 17,500 miles per hour. Apollo 11 certainly got off to a beautiful start. Everything we could see here in the Cape.
80 miles downrange now. 72 miles high, velocity 11,000 feet per second.
Past the speed of sound, past Mach 1, going toward twice the speed of sound, and then even beyond. They've got a lot more speed to pick up, a lot more energy to put into this system before it goes into Earth orbit. And then later today, more energy and transfer toward the moon. Apollo 11. 5 minutes after liftoff from here at Cape Kennedy, well on its way to the moon.
Booster says it's looking good at 5 minutes.
So then Houston, you are go at 5 minutes.
Roger, Apollo 11, go.
You're hearing good communication from Apollo 11. That was Armstrong reporting back.
Downrange 270 miles, altitude 82 miles, velocity 12,400. 72 feet per second.
Fly to S4B to COI capability.
Okay.
Mark, S4B to COI capability.
Apollo 11 could now get into orbit using the S4B if necessary.
Thank you. We're coming through beautifully, too.
You're hearing mission control in Houston. You're hearing commands go up from the capsule communicator, and you're hearing Neil Armstrong answering Roger, acknowledging them quickly and efficiently.
Everyone is reporting go Echo here in the control center.
6 minutes. Starting to get more.
Roger 11. You're go from the ground at 6 minutes.
Everything continuing to burn well in the second stage. It burns up until 9 minutes and 11 seconds.
That gate is jumping all around.
Yeah. 11, this is Houston. Level 5 at 8 plus 107.
Hey, what?
Airport cut off at 9 plus 11.
They've got it.
9 minutes, 11 seconds when the outboard engines cut off.
Heard Armstrong report that data was jumping around.
Level sense arm is the sequence that arranges the staging between the second stage and the third stage. The fuel uncovers the sensor starting that sequence.
Here on the ground, the launch pad is smoking, a great plume of smoke.
Predicting that will be uncovered.
Okay, we've got some
minutes, 7 minutes. Outboard engine cut off, 9 minutes, 11 seconds on the second stage.
7 minutes. Houston, Roger, you're go from the ground at 7 minutes.
Level set time at 8 plus 17. Outboard cut off at 9 plus 11.
Two more minutes till second stage.
Downrange 530 miles, altitude 95 miles, velocity 17,358 feet per second.
Continuing to pick up speed very, very fast. 7 minutes and 32 seconds after liftoff. About another minute and a half for the second stage S2 engine.
Liver still right down the ground track, still go at 7 minutes, 41 seconds.
We'll miss the first of the burn.
Roger, we confirm.
Inboard engines are out on the second stage as planned.
The inboard engines cut off right on schedule. The outboard engines, or outside engines in the second stage, continuing to burn. They've got another 2 minutes.
Not quite 2 minutes.
1 minute from now. Great plume of smoke from the exhaust of the rocket has now formed a cloud that's going up into the sky several thousand feet. It's made one great cumulus
ball. 11 go on all sources.
In your go at 8 minutes.
I've just got the mixture ratio shift.
We got PU shift down here too.
Communication was a little unclear. One comment from on board the spacecraft. Couldn't quite understand it.
11, this is Houston. You are go for staging.
We're now 10 seconds away from Mississippi.
Mode 4 capability.
Mode 4.
Mode 4 capability.